in the studio with special guests today, talking about a concert that's coming up tomorrow evening right here on the campus of Northern Michigan University, part of the Cyril Endowment for the Musical Arts, which is an ongoing collaboration the Northern Michigan University's music department has had for quite a few years, bringing in special artists, also bringing in some educational components to reach out to students in the area and tell a little bit about their experience performing and the process of touring and all that kind of good stuff. So we're welcoming the Minneapolis Guitar Quartet into our studios this morning. Good to have all four of you here. We have Maya, Ben, Wade, and Joseph. We'll start with whoever would like to maybe take this first question. You have a very eclectic program of sounds going all the way from J.S. Bach up to Prince. And to me, that's fantastic. That reaches many different audience members, I'm sure. So who would maybe like to begin talking about how you all pick your music?
I could talk about that. I've been in the group the longest. This is Joe. And guitar quartet is really kind of a modern invention. The first guitar quartet we know about was the Romero family in about the 1960s. So for that reason, there's not any old guitar quartet music. Mm-hmm. And so from the very start, it was necessary for us to commission new music and arrange music if we wanted to have a variety of programming.
Right. And
so over the years, we've arranged a lot of different kinds of music. And I would have to say that arranging something by Prince is the first time we've gone into the popular music. and that was fairly recently.
And that's interesting to take music from someone who basically wrote all the parts themselves and performed them in studio too, and now taking an opportunity to flesh that out for the guitar quartet. That sounds pretty interesting. So how long have you all been together and collaborating in this way?
Let's see, Ben is the last one to join.
Yeah, I'm the most recent member, so it's been about 5 years now.
Mm-hmm. And that's Ben on the mic there?
Yes.
Yeah, so about 5 years together, and in the Minneapolis area, but touring worldwide, taking your sound many different places, and also bringing some educational aspects to your performances, too. Part of this performance that's happening tomorrow night is the Cyril Endowment for the Musical Arts, bringing their community engagement and education to the campus and to interested students on campus. So maybe how long have you all been touring in terms of the educational side of things?
Well, I would say that from the very beginning of the Minneapolis Guitar Quartet, which is over 30 years ago, we've always had educational components. So that's a common thing for us. We've played for kindergartners and for older folks in retirement homes, and so it's very common for us to play our music and explain a little bit about how we chose the music, how we arranged it, you know, why the composer wrote it for us, and mm-hmm. so on. And we get many interesting questions about our instruments and how we play them, our mm-hmm. long fingernails, and so on and so on. So yeah. It'll be an adventure today and tomorrow just to see what kind of questions the students have for us.
Sure, sure. And with the concert that's happening tomorrow evening at the Reynolds, what kind of preview can you give us in terms of, besides the bookends I had mentioned about the music of Bach all the way up to Prince, are there any other surprises in the middle that we should know about, or anything that you're particularly excited, or new arrangements? What's on the program for tomorrow night?
For me, I can say this is Maya. It's exciting to play some world music. We can say it's world music or ethnic traditional music. So we have Finnish piece that is Joe arranged Maria Kaliniami piece. It's three Finnish songs.
Three Finnish pieces.
Pieces. Okay. She's this amazing accordionist from Finland that I knew about, was already familiar a little bit with her music, so I was really excited to see the quartet is performing. And then
we've also got a really great example of some of the new music we've had commissioned for us. The Star Waves by Ian Krause is a piece based on music by the English singer-songwriter Nick Drake.
But love Nick Drake.
Yeah, it's kind of pretty far from just a straight arrangement of it, and he kind of expands the music, and really it's something different than we've really ever played before. He uses lots of interesting tunings, an 8-string guitar.
Mm.
That's pretty exciting.
He uses pretty much everything you can imagine on guitar.
There's
percussion, the capos.
Every kind of technique and reverse hands fingering, whatever it might be. Well, it sounds like it's an adventurous take on some familiar music in many ways, not only with the Nick Drake piece, but overall. It sounds like you're all challenging yourselves pretty well to maybe bring the guitar quartet to the forefront of performance levels and ways that you can tell people how to perform that way. Just a reminder, we're speaking here with members of the Minneapolis Guitar Quartet and talking about their concert that's coming up tomorrow evening right here on the campus of Northern Michigan University in the Reynolds Recital Hall. Tickets at tickets.nmu.edu. Talking a little bit about the eclectic nature of their concert and their arrangements. Are there any particular collaborations that you've done in the past that you're really excited about or some that you'd look forward to in the future?
We've worked with a great flute player recently named Linda Chatterton, and part of that was a commission we received from one of the greatest living guitar composers, Leo Brower.
Mm-hmm.
It's something we hope to continue to work on in the future, and we've also done some more arrangements for those groups of instruments, too.
Very cool. Yeah, Leo Brower comes up quite a bit. We have Classical Guitar Live. We air that Mondays at noon, and we hear that name come up every once in a while, so he's definitely a biggie in the classical guitar world. And speaking of the world overall, too, you've toured all over the place, and you've also been on some pretty big radio stations in the past, too. You know, talking about Performance Today, St. Paul Sunday. Is there any place that you'd like to go back to someday for your touring and bring your guitar sound?
China. Yeah. I really like the tour of China. That's amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
And for me, Asia in general, I really like it. Although we were only in China so far.
Yeah.
Right. And we have been traveling outside of the country a lot recently. In the past year, we performed at a festival in Germany in the summer, and then a little bit earlier last season we performed in Bulgaria and
Macedonia,
Serbia, mm-hmm. Macedonia. Wow. And to mention another one of our interesting collaborations in Bulgaria, we performed there with a university choir.
Oh.
We have a piece that we commissioned by a Minnesota composer, Jeffrey Van. So it was really exciting to play that piece with a choir in Bulgaria.
Yeah.
Yes, that was a great experience.
Three great tastes of guitar quartet, choir, and overseas travel all coming together with a new collaboration. Very cool. Again, this is the concert that's coming up tomorrow evening at the Reynolds Recital Hall, talking about their eclectic performances with music of Bach, Piazzolla, Prince, even some Finnish music being included too. That always is a good selling point up in the Upper Peninsula. I'm a bit Finnish myself, so it's good to hear. Not like you have to always insert that up here, but that's fine. Again, members of the Minneapolis Guitar Quartet, we've been speaking with Maya, Benjamin, Wade, and Joseph. All four of you, thank you so much. Is there anything else that you'd like to include for our listeners just now in the last minute or so?
Well,
come to the concert.
Come and have fun.
Yeah, we're excited to play tomorrow.
We want to meet as many people as we can.
Sounds good. Well, we'll let you get back to what sounds like a pretty busy day of events and outreach for the community. Thank you all so much for taking the time to come in today.
Thanks for having us.